This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, I don't know if this is possible. This is from an unnamed texter, and I just saw this, so I don't have time to go cross-check it. He writes, I looked up this stat. It's insane. The Pistons are 26-2 when a regular starter is missing.
Really?
Kang, is there any way that's true?
Yes, there is a way that it's true. Do I know if it's true? No, I do not.
whoever sent this in, I
you'd have to go through the entire schedule.
Go through the entire schedule and look at the you know, games missed. Who got a DNP? It feels like it's impossible that could. First of all, inherently, you would think with a starter out, you'd be vulnerable.
Yeah, but it could be true because they've had so many guys out this year throughout the season. That's why I feel like, and obviously they've won a ton of games anyways, whether whoever's on the court. So it's a stat that sounds like it could be true.
But that implies, that implies they only have 9 games this year where they've had their starting lineup intact. And that doesn't feel right. But if so, whoever sent this in, call us and tell us, cross-reference it. The credibility of this is amazing, but we literally just saw it. So, and we'll get the intern on it. Next up from Kevin in a van, the more I watch the Pistons, the more I think we don't need to make a trade. We look so good regardless of who's on the floor. Well, this brings us to the Tigers conundrum, right? The Tigers spent the first half of the baseball season. We never thought they were the best team in baseball. We kept saying this over and over. They're acting like it. They're acting like they're the best team in baseball, but there's no way this roster. We look at the roster and just say, look at this roster. It doesn't compare to.
Just look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it was what they did was amazing, but what the Pistons are doing is amazing. And then the question becomes, is it fool's gold? Is it, you know, don't. Because I don't look at the Pistons roster and think it's the best in the NBA.
So we're talking about, you know, does this current team deserve a chance to, like, you know, run it all the way through, see it all the way through, or do they need to make a change, or not a change, but a trade, right?
Yep.
We just got 3 or 4 separate texts that came in and said Mark Champion gave that stat last night.
Did he?
Okay.
So this team, no matter who's on the court, they win. Mark?
Hey. Doesn't matter who's out there. If they're missing a starter, they just still go out there and they're going to win games, Rick. They just go out there and they ball. They ball, Mark. What if Terry Mills were my color analyst? Terry, what do you think? What goes on here?
They ball, Mark.
Okay, to be clear here, if you missed it, I was at a Piston game when Terry Mills played for the Pistons. And he set a screen for Isaiah Thomas, and I was sitting courtside with a camera when I worked at Channel 25. And as he set the screen, I swear he said in the following voice, "Use it, Zeke, use it." And I just burst out laughing at the time, and I'd never done that impression on
the air.
Holy
mackerel.
I did it 2 days ago.
Big giant clam.
That's what Gator is referencing. But yes, 26-2 without a starter. Thank you, Mark Champion. That's incredible. It doesn't seem like it's possible. So when the weaker team is out there, they're better.
I think we have to trade a starter. Actually.
Trade a starter for future considerations.
Yeah. Right. For cash.
That's right. Crazy. 248-539-9797. The more I watch this Piston team. Oh, I'm sorry. I just read that one. I sent this last week. I've never seen Paul Reed have a bad game. It's kind of wild. It is very weird. But, I mean, look, you know what part of this is? Part of this is you find guys that are good at their roles, and then you don't ask them to do more than what their role is. And you got young talent blossoming. I mean, there were flashes last night from Ron Holland, but the role players, you know, they aren't expected to do, if you just say, hey, I mean, I guess they are asking them to do more because guys are having a start. Like Danis Jenkins, what is his role? Go look like an all-star? Is that his role? Because seems like a pretty tough guy to find to play a role where here's all we need from you. When you're on the floor, all we need is for you to play like an all-star. That's your role.
That's it.
Okay. How many guys can do that? So I don't even know if that's it. They're just fun to watch, people. We got a really good basketball team. And I say this with all sincerity because I know topics of the NBA over the course of the last decade with us here on this show, they've done okay, but invariably when we bring up the NBA, people will get complaints coming in with texts. NBA is unwatchable, blah, blah, blah. This team is not unwatchable. This team is not unwatchable. So,
hey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
248-539-9797. Gator, I want to do an exercise I guess you guys did last week when I was gone, but I want to go more in depth. Do you have a team you're rooting for in the NFL playoffs? Like really can get behind?
I think I have a couple teams that I'm liking, and I think it's just because we got some new blood.
Yeah.
You know, specifically in the AFC. The NFC, it's funny, the NFC, that's where the Lions play, this is our conference, and I don't really care so much for the NFC teams. I don't like the teams in the NFC right now. And I don't want to root for Philadelphia. I can't do it. I can't root for the Bears or the Packers. That's not going to happen. The Rams, the Seahawks or the Niners, absolutely not.
Can you get behind Carolina?
Ish, but I mean, it's just because it's such an underdog, and I really think they have no shot, that it's not worth it for me.
Right.
But the AFC has teams that like I've despised Denver my entire existence on this planet.
And really?
Yet, yeah. And I don't mind them now.
Okay, so what I want to do, and I want you to think about it, the exercise is going to be as follows. I want to go through, and I just want to start crossing out teams that we can't possibly root for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And see who's left. So we'll do that a little bit later on. But, you know, it's a weird, I find it now strange to not be in the dance. Like, I used to look forward to the NFL playoffs no matter what. And even though it was only 2 years, I got accustomed. I felt like it was, you know, hey, we're going to be here for a while. Now that we're not here, I'm in a weird place going into these NFL playoffs this weekend. But in the meantime, in the college game, we're just rooting for Indiana, right?
Yes. There's part of me that wants to root for Ole Miss.
To stick in Lane Kiffin's face?
Exactly.
He's pulled two coaches from that staff.
He's a complete jackass, and I really like Trinidad Chambliss. He's fun to root for. My 51 goes to Indiana. Whatever percentage is left goes to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
None for Oregon. Like Dante Moore, local kid, I'd love to see him do well. Mm-hmm. But I need Oregon to start winning national championships.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for Indiana, although I will just mention, just as a minor aside here, that Miami team has a little special place in my heart. I'm not quite sure why, but a little special place in my heart. All right, straight ahead, let's get to the Blitz thingy, NFL playoff style. That is next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.